This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for November 21st of the year 2023. Number one, the patient is Mercedes. That's the first name, M-E-R-C-E-D, like in Delta, E-S. Last name, Cuadra, C-U-A-D-R-A, space, D-E, space, E-S-T-R-A-D-A. This is the clinical case of a 69-year-old Hispanic female that has CKD stage 3B that is in the presence of multicystic disease of the kidney. Period, the MRI of the abdomen that was done in June of 2023, that is evidence of bilateral lesions that are with complexity, some of them. And we were in the process of referring the case to the urologist, Dr. Arciola, A-R-C-I-O-L-A, for further evaluation. However, the office never contacted the patient, period. We are going to order the MRI of the abdomen with IV contrast, since there is no evidence of significant proteinuria in the protein-creatinine ratio in this particular case. The patient continues to have a serum creatinine of 2, and an estimated EFR that is 27 mL per minute, period. On the other hand, she was found with a cyst in the pancreas without any symptoms or alterations in the liver function test. It will be in the best interest to get to the diagnosis to do this MRI with contrast. The possibility of complications related to the contrast in the MRI material are very low according to the latest literature. And the patient was explained about the situation. Number two, anemia. Hemoglobin went up to 12.3 for reasons that were not clear to me. The iron studies were not done. The urine and protein and electrophoresis and immune electrophoresis were not done. A following number. The kappa lambda ratio is normal. Following numbers, diabetes mellitus that is under control, the hemoglobin A1C 6.9. Following number, obesity. She has not lost any weight, and she was recommended to reduce the caloric intake. She is on a plant-based diet. Following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease, status post-coronary artery bypass. She takes ranolazine, R-A-N-O, L-A-Z, like in zebra, I-N-E, ER, 100 milligrams, 1,000 milligrams on a daily basis. As mentioned before, the administration of this medication could impair the kidney function. However, she has remained stable, period. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The patient is not taking the Crestor. She ran out of this medication. The implications and the consequences of this were extensively discussed with the patient, and we are going to provide the refills. Following number, epilepsy treated with the administration of Keppra. The patient will be reevaluated in 3 to 4 months with the laboratory workup, and we are going to discuss with the primary care physician, Dr. Cordova, the possibility of requesting the MRI of the abdomen with contrast. I spend 20 minutes looking for the laboratory workup. The patient is a very difficult stick, and I went through the different websites, including LabCorp, Quest, and finally she remembered that the patient, was referred to a hospital, HCA, for that purpose. In the face-to-face evaluation, 20 minutes. In the documentation, 10 minutes.